Dear people of God, in this Christmas season, let us be our duty and delight to hear once again the message of the angels to go to Bethlehem and see the Son of God lying in the manger. From Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Amen. This shall be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Do you know how many prophecies we Christians believe were about Jesus coming? Lots of them. We read some from Titus tonight. We read some from Isaiah. But here it is from the angel. "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Have you ever missed a sign? I have quite a few times. Like, step down. I remember the first time my in-laws came to Galesburg. They were from the Milwaukee area. And they got here just fine, and we had a great time, and they were traveling back with David's girlfriend, who was also from Wisconsin. And you know when 34 and 74 meet and you have to make a decision? East to Peoria, west to the Quad Cities. Well, Milwaukee is northeast. They got all the way to Peoria before they figured that out. They missed the sign. When Vince and I were, the day before our wedding, I had to drive from Bismarck to Mandan to get flowers. It's like driving from Galesburg to Knoxville. It's like 7 miles. And I missed a sign. And the officer who stopped me told me. Great. Had a speeding ticket on my record before I'm wedded. We've all missed signs. You know which ones you've missed. I miss them all the time. But here's what the Gospel of Luke has us looking for. The angel of the Lord stood before shepherds. Shepherds. That's kind of like the night crew at McDonald's. They're nobody special except to God. And here's the beginning of the good news. The angels came to shepherds. They said, here's the sign. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Who here would like the world to be saved? Who thinks the world's kind of in trouble? Who here is looking for a child lying in a manger wrapped in bands of swaddling cloth? You see, that's the Christmas message that the world can't tell us. We're singing lots and lots and lots of hymns tonight because hymn writers and songwriters see this vision, a vision for a peaceable kingdom, a vision where the lion and the lamb shall lie down together, a vision where love leads, not the powers of the world, but the love of God. That goes all the way back to creation, when God looked back at what God made and said, this is good. And God made people and said, this is good. Because they were made in the image of God. Have you noticed, those of you who are familiar with Scripture, that God chooses the most unlikely all the time? I had a children's Bible once that said, Great Heroes of the Bible. I'm sorry, but it was fiction. Not the stories, but who the hero was. It wasn't the people. It was the God who loved them and chose them. It's so good to see you all here tonight. Friends and relatives, and friends from Temple Shalom. We got a lovely greeting from Imam Jamal, who was here back in October, wishing us a blessed Christmas and the peace of the Spirit of Jesus. You see, Jesus came for all the world. When we sing joy to the world, we don't just sing joy to us or joy to me and mine. We sing joy to all the world because of that baby in the manger. Joy to all the world. But how does that joy come? That joy comes when we see the sign, when we see the light in the darkness, and that light is the light of God. The light of God's love made known to us through that baby in a manger. God could have waited and anointed Jesus at any point in his life. Have you thought about this? God could have anointed Jesus like God anointed kings and priests. Moses wasn't a grown-up when he got anointed. Paul was a grown-up when he was converted. But when God chose to bring us a sign, a savior, he started with a helpless infant, that we might not ever claim that he was a force in this world. He never was. He used his hands to heal. He used his words to bring hope. He used his love to forgive. You see, Christmas and the cross are very connected for us. When Jesus was being nailed to the cross, he was also as helpless as an infant, killed by the powers of this world, killed by hatred. And on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing." So who is the helpless one in this situation? They don't know what they're doing. You see, when we follow any way other than the way of God's love, we've lost our way. The way of God's love is the way of that baby in a manger. Let us hear and heed in Holy Scripture the story of God's loving purpose. From the time of our rebellion against him until the glorious redemption brought to us by his holy child, Jesus. And let us make this place glad with our carols of praise. This good news of this sign, this baby in a manger, is something that Christians need to practice and carry into the world. I don't know how many hours our musicians have combined and put in rehearsing the story. I know Amber has. I mean, this is like a musician's dream to work in that office, because I get to hear these people practice all the time. But I think, how much time do Christians in general spend practicing sharing the good news? How do we even go about doing that? Well, that's your Christmas assignment. Practice sharing the good news. Practice forgiving. Practice loving those that have been at arm's length. Practice joy. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.